This week, there was widespread looting in New York City in the Chelsea section of Manhattan, where WBGO's John Kalish resides. Looters cleaned out a fur business. Residents of the block responded by throwing bottles from the rooftops and recording videos of the looters with their arms full of fur coats.
It was a little after 11 p.m. on the evening of June 1st when the residents of West 27th Street heard the commotion. Looters broke into the Henry Cowett Incorporated storefront and basically cleaned the place out. By the time five NYPD vans filled with riot-equipped cops arrived, the looters were gone. One resident of the block who recorded video of the looters loading stolen furs into waiting cars was asked by an officer to describe the gang and responded, "Unfortunately, they were black." Which made me wonder whether there was anything that could desecrate the memory of George Floyd more than a couple dozen young black men and women rushing down an urban street with their arms full of fur. I viewed three cell phone videos recorded from a loft building on the block. On the first, which had been recorded at 11:35 p.m., I saw a young man walking west on the block as he carried an armful of fur coats with orange paper tags on them. Some of the young looters were running. One guy wearing a striped top and matching hat carried a large white plastic bag full of something. I heard car horns making some sort of signal. Some of the looters wore masks, but they sure weren't social distancing. When a white SUV pulled up just east of the building from which the cell phone videos were shot, one of the looters put something in the back seat, but it was unclear in the video whether it was fur. Another man came and added more cargo into the back seat, but when a man in a red sweatshirt carrying a bunch of fur coats approached the vehicle, his furs were not placed inside. In the third video I saw, there were two young men in red sweatshirts involved in the looting. Another guy with his arms full of fur coats walked along West 27th Street, the tail of one coat dragging on the sidewalk behind him. A young woman in black workout pants and white t-shirt carried what looked like a champagne bottle. She was part of what was obviously an organized effort. Early the next morning, I walked past a hotel on the block where large pieces of ceramic and cement pottery had been smashed. Then I proceeded east to the fur shop, where there were two men inside cleaning up the broken glass. This must be a boon for glaziers, I thought to myself. There were once many furriers in this part of Chelsea. One of the guys in the fur store told me that a woman without a mask had come into the shop during the looting and was recorded by security cameras. "She's toast," he said. Apparently a car key and a bottle of champagne were left inside the showroom. Note to looters, do not leave your car keys inside the places you ransack. One of the fur store owners said he was confident that cameras on the block would identify the looters and the vehicles they worked with. He reminded me that those same cameras were instrumental in IDing the terrorist who left a bomb on the block in September 2016. That bomb was successfully defused before it went off, thanks to an NYPD mobile bomb unit stationed at around the same area of the block that vehicles working with the fur looters were parked. But a bomb left by the terrorist, an Afghan-born U.S. citizen named Ahmed Khan Rahimi, exploded on West 23rd Street that same night, injuring more than 20 passers-by. A woman on the block, who alerted police to the terrorist bomb, tried photographing the license plate on one of the cars involved in the looting, but was unable to do so. A neighbor across the hall from her reportedly did get a shot of the plate. The next night, her husband was up on the roof of their building, throwing bottles and at least one 2x4 when the looters returned. The day after the major looting of the first store, a resident of the block got a call from a friend in Brooklyn who had apparently seen the looting live streamed on the website Reddit, asked whether one of the looters would actually stream this criminal activity. The friend in Brooklyn replied, "Well, they're social media kids." Now, NYPD detectives are examining the cell phone videos of the first store looters and looking into the Reddit live stream. Cell phone videos apparently can send cops who kill black people to prison, but they may also be used to incarcerate people who loot. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.